A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 6. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat. And they began to be afraid. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. The Gospel of the Lord. Once I had a second grader who was frightened, very frightened, of the mascot of the Chuck E. Cheese restaurant. This restaurant was all pizza, games, and noise, definitely for kids. Well, this little girl heard that this mascot mouse, a person, of course, in disguise, was to visit our school to get everyone excited about the fundraiser to take place at the restaurant that night. She was afraid, and that fear was very much there when this mouse entered her computer class. Telling her to not be afraid was not the answer. Right before the Gospel of today, we have the miracle of the loaves and fishes, after which Jesus was longing for some peace and quiet. So apparently, the last time the disciples had seen him was when he was stealing away for a bit of solitude. Quote, "He withdrew again to the mountain by himself," end quote. Surely the friends of Jesus were wondering how long he'd be gone or when he would rejoin them to return to Capernaum. But then today's reading begins with only a great storm, a strong wind, and no Jesus. I can only imagine what kind of a boat these men were in, only imagine how little space they had in which to take cover. If the boat had sails, they were probably taken down because of the storm. Their arms surely were tired after fighting and rowing on the stormy sea for 3 or 4 miles. So that was crisis number one. Then they see this figure, apparently unidentified at first, and this figure is walking across the storming waves with no trouble. Picture these trembling men. Crisis number two. But then let's listen for Jesus' voice. He may have even had to raise his voice to be heard above the wind and waves. But then, recognizing Jesus' voice, they were able to conquer their fears. They wanted him with them. All was well, just like that. So when your crisis number one is bumped up by crisis number two or three or four, what do you do? What do we do when we are shaken to our roots? And it does happen, does it not? Like the little girl with the Chuck E. Cheese mouse, we have real fears sometimes. And maybe there is no calming voice at first. Maybe we do shake a bit for a time. But when our faith kicks in, when we remember our Jesus' care for us, at all times, we can seek his help. We can listen for his comforting words. We can try to lift the fog of distress and see through our troubles that Jesus is present there. That he truly is saying to us, "It is I. Do not be afraid."